感谢主，今天仍然可以在这里跟大家一起崇拜。
Praise the Lord, I continue to have an opportunity to share and worship with you today.
我在这里也感谢教会为着我跟 George 的爸爸妈妈身体的复原来祷告。
I also would like to take this opportunity to thank you all whom have prayed for my parents.
在几个礼拜前，当我在加州听到父亲昏迷的时候，真的有点。不知道是不是能够再见到他。
A few weeks ago, when I heard my father was in coma, I thought to myself, I may not be able to see him again.
但是感谢主，他现在即将出院神志恢复开始洗圣。
And yet I praise to the Lord that he is about to be discharged from hospital next week, and he's going to go through dialysis.
就当我们来看爸爸的时候，想不到妈妈也住院了啊。
Unexpectedly, when we visit my parents, and my mother also was admitted to hospital.
那医生说很危险，很紧急，我们也很担心会不会在这个状况中间，妈妈会不会发生什么事？
And during this time, the doctor gave a severe warning to us that my mother's condition was quite serious. And at the time, we wonder, will my mother get into another medical emergency again?
感谢主，后来查出来，我妈妈里面她的腿没有细菌感染，她已经昨天已经。前天已经回到家了。
And praise the Lord, once she went through examination and was found there is no bacteria infection in her legs, and she was discharged from the hospital.
所以感谢教会弟兄姊妹的祷告，要知道我们的祷告在永恒上帝那边已经垂听，而使得我的父母亲可以有地上再多一些年日跟我们在一起。
So I would like to thank the church who pray for them faithfully that our prayer truly can be lifted up to our eternal God who listened to us, and our parents are able to have a few more days on this earth.
好，在我讲到以前，我现在有要找两个人。
So before my preaching, I would like to find two volunteers.
不是 volunteer.
Now I'm going to find two people here.
一个呢是你在夏天喜欢在夏天的时候在钓鱼的，有没有人听？
I would like to find whoever like to fish during summertime. Would you raise your hand?
有两位哈。
有two people there. Two people like to fish during summertime. Okay.
你们两位还有谁过去打桥牌有没有
？And any of you play a poker in the past？
那请你站起来。
Could you stand up？
Yeah， 我觉得有话跟你说。
I have some words for you。
你可能以为只有夏天可以钓鱼，而且钓的鱼也不见得很大。
You might think you are only able to fish during summertime, and perhaps the catch is not big.
请问你信主没有？
May I ask you, are you a believer? Yes.
我想鼓励你的就是你有可能在冬天钓到大鱼。
I would like to encourage you that you are able, perhaps you are able to catch big fish in winter time.
但是我想讲的这个大鱼很可能是一个未来被上帝所重用的一个属灵的一个大人物。
But when I say big fish, it's rather some person big on the earth that you are going to make him a believer.
这是你传福音的一个上帝给你的一个 potential。
This is the potential God has given you as an evangelist.
也许在这个地方天寒地冻，也没有太多的华人。
Perhaps right here during winter time, we don't have many Chinese, much Chinese population here.
但是在你周围中间，上帝给了你这个机会，你有可能钓到大鱼。
And however, God has placed some people around you that you are able to catch a big fish.
好，愿上帝祝福你。
May God bless you。
我在找一个姐妹。
I'm going to seek another sister。
你的数学是很棒的。
You are good in math.
在我们中间有没有
anyone who is good in math? As a sister?
哦，就觉得这个有，如果 sister 又是 good in math， 这个很奇特啊，这种。现在不是客气的时候。
And this is not a time to be humble.
是谁？哦，是米笑啊，
还有黄淑明，
他这样。好，那你你是学数学系的吗？你生物哈？好，那我请你哈，我想为你祷告啊。是姐妹，而且你数学很棒。
A sister who is good in math
啊。
Actually, we have a few. Actually, I know.
啊、oh. ，好，这个就请你们站起来好了，好不好？
May I ask
那个数学很好。
You know, when you're good in math, your sister.
这个现在不是客气的时候，我只是觉得我要 sense 一下，有话对你说，好不好？请你站一下。
I have some words for you.
啊，你借着电话可以向人传福音。
You can use telephone to evangelize to others.
你可以 persistently， 因为你的智慧跟理性，有办法去解答别人的问题。
Because of your logic thinking and your rational mind, you are able to solve some of other people's trouble and issues.
就解答有一些人他就是在理性上面想越过的障碍，可以从你这里得到帮助。
So whoever have troubles regarding to spiritual things can be resolved through your telephone conversation.
愿上帝祝福你。
May God bless you.
好， 我现在引荐了为了刚才这位姐妹跟弟兄我们做一个祷告。
Alright, I'm going to pray for the brother and sister here.
天父，我们现在来到你面前，求主你自己亲自来做工在本教会，主要在中间兴起你奇妙的作为， release 你的 fresh anointing and breakthrough, release the evangelistic anointing,主要在你自己特别拣选的 season， 主要在这里做工，谢谢主，带来 breakthrough， 谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. And Lord, may you come, may this place be your dwelling place. You're welcome here to do your work. May we have a spiritual breakthrough through your anointing. We thank you, Lord. And may you raise the church to be your the channel of your good news. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们现在来看今天的经文啊。刚才大家已经有读过了啊。好，这段经文呢，我读一下就好了啊。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So let me say the scripture really quick. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
我先读到这段圣经。
When I read this passage
before.
When I read this passage before,
我觉得什么
？You know what in my mind? What was in my mind?
我想跟你的心里面的感觉差不多。
I think my heart just like your heart.
当然是这样嘛。
Of course.
你在这就在嘲笑我们嘛。
This is a ridiculous verse.
就是你不管你怎么想，哎呀，你都是 stupid.
Because whatever we think, we are stupid. Anyway.
不管你们怎么样的这个努力，哎呀，你都是不懂的。
So thinking from God's point of view, whatever you guys think, you don't understand.
我也很同意啊。
I truly agree with this passage.
哎呀，你想的跟我的那个这个，你活在云端，我活在地上。
Of course, you are living up high up there. Of course.
所以你讲这个呢，总是要我们谦卑。
So what you want us to do is to be humble.
不管我怎么样的话，我就要承认我 stupid.
So no matter what I do, I must admit I'm a stupid person.
那这个每天都要跟我这样讲有什么意思？
So what is the purpose you keep on repeating these words to me?
就好像那个大象跟蚂蚁讲。
就it's like a big elephant saying to a small ant.
说那个蚂蚁啊，我跟你讲，你不管怎么长啊，你绝对不可能像我这么高。
It's just like an elephant saying to the ant, no matter how you grow, you cannot grow into a size like mine.
你想看那个大象天天去那个打击那个蚂蚁有什么意思
？So can you think about? Can you imagine the elephant continuously to mock the little ant? Then what's the purpose out of this?
哎，一直等到五六年前呢，有一个牧师，一个年长的牧师跟我们分享他对这段圣经的看法。
Until about 5-6 years ago, a pastor shared this passage with us.
其实上帝是鼓励我们的。
And actually, God is using this passage to encourage us.
他要鼓励我们来明白他的意念，走上他的道路。
God is actually trying to inspire us, to encourage us to be like-minded like His, to walk on His ways.
我突然感觉这个可能才是他跟我们沟通的意思。
Then I realized perhaps this is the true meaning why God said this.
如果一个老爸天天跟他孩子讲
，If a father continued to say the word like this to his children，
你不管怎么念书，你都不能像林贝你老爸这么棒。
No matter how hard you study, you could never be as smart as me, like I'm your father。
你不管怎么样的努力，你都不可能超过我的膝盖这么高。
No matter how hard you try to grow, you could never grow as tall as up to my knee。
跟这个小孩讲的是什么意思
？Then what's the purpose saying this to your children？
那小孩子说：“哎呀呀呀呀呀呀呀
！”And the baby will say, "All right, all right."
你活在你的云端，我活在我的
世界。Of course, you living in a different world.
我后来觉得，上帝不是这样子的。好消息
！And realize, this is not what God wants. I'm going to tell you good news.
哦，可是啊，在地上真的很多 bad news.
However, We all know there are full of bad news on this earth.
在这个地上，你看，在几年前，这个白人的年轻人跑到黑人的教会，那黑人教会对他很好，然后他居然开枪把那个牧师跟其他的同工在祷告会中间查经班里面把他们杀了。
As you may know, this person, this young man, ran into a black church.Who are very kind and caring to him, and yet he pulled out the gun and shot the pastor and many other loving brothers and sisters.
在那个时候，这个社会上又发生其他的恐怖事件。
And at the time, there were other terrorist events happening.
所以我那个时候心里面蛮难过的。
So at the time, I was deeply troubled when I heard the news.
可我女儿回来了。
And then later, my daughter came back home.
她也跟我讲说她好难过。
And my daughter also said to me she was deeply troubled.
我说是啊，我也很难过。
And I say, me too. I'm in a great sorrow.
所以我女儿问我说你为了什么事情难过
？So my daughter asked me, so why are you sad, Daddy?
我说你看。这样的一个好的，而且那个牧师，人家都说是个很好的牧师。
And I say to her, you know, this the pastor who was shot was truly a good pastor.
然后这些的黑人的教会对他很好。
And this black church were really kind to this young man.
哦，他这样子做，你看都伤了多少的信徒，伤了大家。
Can you imagine what this person has done? Hurt so many people.
我想，你说的大概跟我一样吧。
I think you may have the same feeling as mine.
就我女儿说 ，Daddy 不是的。
And my daughter said to me, Daddy, that's not so.
那个不是我心中的 sorrow.
That is not the sorrow I'm having.
那我说，那你的感受是什么
？Then I ask her, then what's troubling you then?
她后来告诉我了。
Then she told me.
然后等一下再告诉你们。
I'm going to tell you what she said later.
等到我们把这段圣经讲完以后再告诉你。
I'm going to share her thought at the end of today's sermon.
刚才这段圣经我们读过了，我们不细念。
We just read this passage, so I'm not going to repeat it.
第一句话是这一个诗人亚萨，他在这个诗篇七十三篇二十八节的第一节，他把第一节就是告诉我们结论。
So Asaph, who is the psalmist who wrote the psalm, wrote his conclusion in the very first verse.
当然，我们感觉这是有点教条。
Of course, when we heard it, we feel this is so dogmatic.
Yeah, of course. 然后神恩待所有信徒那个清心的人。
Of course, God is good to those who are pure in heart.
只是从第二节开始，他会说：“哎呀，其实刚开始我不是这样想的。”
And however, starting from verse 2, the psalmist say, "This is what in my mind in the beginning."
他说：“我其实啊，我走信仰这个道路啊，我有一段时间呢，根本就不是这样子的认为。”
And he said, "Well, at the beginning of my the journey of my faith, I did not think this so."
因为我看见，你看第三节，他说第三节。当然，英文里面不是这样讲，但是他说我因为啊，也英文也是这样哈。When I saw， 在中文是我看见，就是当我们眼前看到一些事情的时候，让你的信仰，让你的走这条道路的时候，几乎要在过程中间受到了一个很大的冲击。
So the psalmist say at the beginning he saw something that will cause。His faith start to tumble.
因为一个跟从上帝的信徒，原本大家都希望我心里面很单纯、很清洁，然后跟从上帝。
Because all believers hope that we have a pure heart, so that we are able to follow God faithfully.
但是我可以跟你保证，这个绝对不是一个理想的状况。你我在真实的环境中间是这样子的。
But I can assure you, this is not in the real world.
所以这个诗人讲的才是真实的状况。他说我几乎看到坏人，看到这些骄傲的人，我的信仰几乎差一点出问题。
So we actually experienced the same thing as the psalmist say. When we saw the prosperity of the wicked, my faith almost tumbled.
他接着说他到底怎么被绊倒的呢？
And later on he said how he was troubled and stumbled.
他说他多坏，他们多坏都没关系。
He said it is okay for the evil one to be wicked.
居然不会是像我们中国人说的善有善报，恶有恶报。
However, the bad thing didn't come to them.
这些人包括死之前，我都没有看到他出现什么不好的状况。
The psalmist author say those people who are evil, they did not have any struggle before their death.
我们中国人说的那个东西不 work.
The thing is, the good will come to the good people, bad thing will come to the bad people. Didn't work.
我小时候那个中文老师都告诉我，这个善有善报，恶有恶报，不是不报，只是日子未到。
And I was taught when I was young in school, whatever you do will pay back to you. And yet I don't see the payment of the evil one.
就是他看不到，所以后来你知道。小时候都相信老师学长啊，不，老师家长的话。我们大部分都知道，越来越大，这些才知道说，哎呀，那些话是靠不住的。
And as when we were young, we took our parents' words and teachers' word as the absolute truth. And yet, as we grow older, we realize this is not so.
所以呢，发现很多的道理是骗小孩子的。
And we will realize some of the thing we have been taught was try to only good for the children.
所以呢，大人会跟小孩子说：“哎，你不要说谎话。”
And that's why some adults say to the children, "Don't lie, don't cheat."
后来，当小孩子发现呢，如果发现大人的社会根本不是这么回事。
And yet, when children are growing up, they realize.People cheat all the time in the adult world.
哇，那个什么中央的领导啦，什么什么这个贪腐，哇，那个都是至少单位至少是用亿来算的。
So now the bribery and cheating going on in the upper bureaucracy, or we are counting by the unit of billions of dollars.
或者看到很多人根本没有什么不好的结局。
And sometimes we don't see the trouble and struggle of the wicked.
而且你再仔细看下去。
And then later on, when we continue to follow the scripture,
你看他从头到脚全部都是名牌。
And we realize those people who are evil, they wear something brand name from top to bottom.
你看他的身材矮胖，啊。
And you find out those people who are chubby.
哦，吃到那个眼睛还会凸出来。你看第七节说吃到。他吃的太好了，这鲍鱼好像从这个鱼翅海参要从耳朵眼睛喷出来了。
In the Chinese scripture has more description. Those people who eat so much, their eyes start to bulge it out.
你看这个诗人写的是不是很 graphic？
Don't you? Can you tell that this is a very graphic description?
So this 世人呢，已经他的眼光呢，都被这些坏人、骄傲人他们的顺当，还有他身上的名牌，还有他的体型，他整个的表达，他已经在这里面被 troubled a lot.
So the psalmist was truly troubled and captured. His view was captured by the prosperity of the wicked.
这到底会给他们带出什么样的结果呢？
So what's the next slide, please? No more battery here.
啊，好。就是这些人不但他自己很痛快啊，他会反过来还会嘲笑其他人啊。
And not only they are living a good life, they will turn back and ridicule and mock others.
他说：“哎呀，这个叫 George 啊，你这个人太老实了，你看，哎呀，真是可笑！你们基督徒真是啊，这个没什么前途的。”
I will say to you, brothers, you are so naive. You will try to be straightforward, and yet, you know, there is no good thing come out of being a Christian.
他们甚至会对于上天有没有上帝都加以毁谤。
They even mock God.
然后你暂时也看不到上帝劈个雷把他打垮。
And you at the time won't see any reaction from God either.
好 ，next slide. 反而看到信主的还会遇到一些事情，然后好像还会有很多的艰难。
And not only that.What we see is the believers start to go through troubles in their lives.
所以这些人呢，反过来这样子的人看基督徒或看正直诚实的人，反而会嘲笑，还说你们的上帝在哪里？你们信了上帝还不如我呢？谁知道你们的上帝是不是 vacation 去了
？So the evil one may turn back to the Christian and say, "Why you try to be upright?"Perhaps you're, and you don't even receive any prosperity on this earth. Perhaps your God is on vacation.
好，接着 next. 所以他说，他不但自己看，他还自己也这么说。他说看哪，他们这么爽，这么顺利。
So not the psalmist saying, not only he heard those words, he himself also say, look.The wicked one are enjoying their life.
到这个 moment 的时候，这下影响到信徒的信仰。亚萨这个诗人，他自己走不下去了。
At this point, what Asaph is experiencing is impacting his faith in Lord.
他就说：“那我干嘛
？”Then he said to himself, "Why then? Why then? I should do all of this.
对，他说那我干嘛
？And he said to himself, "This is all in vain."
我干嘛礼拜天来做礼拜
？Why should I come to church on Sundays?
我干嘛不去跟人家饮茶呢
？Why don't I go have a dancing with others on Sunday morning?
我干嘛 那个诚实报税呢
？And why should I report my tax honestly？
我干嘛怎么读经祷告啊
？Why I should spend time to read the Bible and pray？
然后我有一点点错，上帝还会来吩咐我教训我。
And then and I was rebuked by God when I tried to be good。
然后我做一点点错事情，那个也还会受到圣灵的责备。
And when I do something wrong, I was rebuked and reproached by Holy Spirit。
哦，那心里就产生了不平衡了。
And then the believer will start to have struggle in one's heart。
好，我们请看下一页。
Next.
所以，在这样子的一种情境中间，连这个诗人都有一种感叹，觉得岂有此理。
So at this moment, the psalmist say, "This is outrageous. This is unreasonable.
Not fair.
It's not fair."
那我这样干嘛
？Then.Why should I try to be pious?
他一面看人家，一面看自己。
When he saw others and also reflect back to himself.
可是他有一个警惕，他说：“哎呦，这样搞下去，我快完蛋了。”
And yet at that moment, he caught himself saying, "If I continue on this path, I'm going to be in big trouble."
好 ，next. 他后来说：“哎，如果我再这样想下去，我快要来叛教或者是背叛了我的信仰了。
You say, if I'm going to continue to think this way, I'm going to betray my belief.
而且呢，我还去教导别人，别人看到我这样子，人家也会被绊倒。
Not only that, I'm going to be a teacher for others, and as other people see my life, they will be stumbled too.
所以一个信徒看到那坏人、恶人。他们的顺利的时候，他自己快半跌。
So as a believer, once he saw what she saw that evil one are enjoying their life, having prosperity, it become a stumbling block for the person.
他说：“我快摔倒，说不定人家看到我，别人也摔倒了。”
The psalmist say to himself, "I'm about to fall, but other people are watching me, and they are going to stumble because of me too."
所以他对第十六节，他说 I try to understand all this. It troubled me deeply.
Then the psalmist said, "I 我思索这怎能明白这事呢？我眼看了这个实在对我来太困难。
所以他在他里面有一个思想
，and therefore there's a thought in his mind.
只是说他怎么想也想不通。
And yet, no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't comprehend.
他不是说一看他就马上说，哎，那我不要做基督徒，也没那样。
No, he did not have a fast reactive reaction saying, "Well, if this is the case, I'm going to depart my faith." No, that wasn't so.
他只是在想这样一个情况是不是有什么原因，但是他怎么想也想不出对自己有什么好处，他想不出别人有什么坏事。
So he tried to comprehend and understand the scenario he is facing, and no matter how he struggled, he couldn't understand. Even if he comprehend, what benefit could it bring forth?
好，我现在先跟大家讲一个重要事情。
And now I'm going to tell you something very important.
有些事情
some things,
你永远在你自己的思维里面，你永远想不通。
There are something in our world, no matter how hard you try, you could never comprehend.
关键在于第十七节。
The turning point is on verse 17.
当他进了上帝的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Until the psalmist entered the sanctuary of God.
如果你少了，你这个人少了这样一种的属灵的机会的话，你怎么样只能够最多停到第十六节。
So if you missed out this very critical key turning point, you could never understand, and your mind will stay at verse 16.
停在十六节已经不错了。
If you can stop at verse 16, then well, you are good.
不影响你的生活、人生价值观才怪呢。
But and yet, it will continue to affect your value system of this world.
好，第一看接下来看。
And then let's continue.
一直要到他有一个机会进入上帝的圣所，那是什么意思呢？
And only until the time the psalmist entered the sanctuary of God, and let us ponder upon what does it mean.
在上帝的圣所里面，我们敬拜他。
It's only in the sanctuary of God we worship Him.
在上帝的圣所有他的同在。
In the sanctuary of God we enjoy His presence.
在上帝的吸引中间，我们进入他的心意。
And when we are being drawn near to God, we enter the heart of God.
在上帝的同在中间，我们明白上帝所看见的。
In the presence of God, we start to comprehend what He has seen.
这个时候才会有了一个高度的看法。
Only at that time our eyesight will be elevated.
否则我们原来是个蚂蚁的看法。
Otherwise we were like an ant.
我们有个蚂蚁的一个平面看到的是一部分。
So we, our, what we see is like an ant. It's our eyesight is very limited.
好，我们接下来看接下来的经文。他发现了一件事情。
Then the psalmist realized,
他原来把原来这些的恶人，原来上帝允许把他放在一个 situation.
Then he realized God allowed the wicked one survive and was placed in a particular situation.
上帝说你这么坏。
And God said to the evil one, "You are so evil."
我就让你继续下去。
I'm going to let you live a life.And continue your life.
突然之间你把你 吓到你的一永远永恒里面的机会都没有了。
I'm going to suddenly scare you and you will lose the chance to enter the eternity.
原来人看人看外表。
And actually, when we look at one another, we look at one another superficially.
或者我们看是看在现实现今的状况。
Or what we only value what we see on this earth.
其实上帝什么都看见。
And actually, God saw it all. He sees all.
他说那个根本是 nothing. 你们认为这个这些人的飞黄腾达不得了，对他来说 terrible. 这个 nothing.
And yet, in God's eye, those spiritual prosperity on the earth is actually very terrible. It is nothing.
好，请 next. 这个时候，诗人他有了一个心里面前后的一个 contrast， 心里面的一个痛苦。
And now the psalmist start to have a great impact and contradiction.And trouble in his heart.
他说的发现说，我原来那种的想法是何等的愚笨。
He realized how foolish he was.
你看他现在怎么说他自己？他说我根本跟那个牲畜的想法，居然是这样。
And he said to himself, "I was like a brutal beast."
你看有多少人前面的一个自己的看法，觉得这个是 at best， 我最多我看起来这个道理就是这样。他后来发现说，那个是 stupid 的想法。
How many of us feel the same? And sometimes we feel we are so smart, we understand it all, and later on we realize what we had in mind was truly foolish.
好，请看 next。这个时候他看到有另外一件事情。
Then the psalmist saw something else.
他发现在上帝的同在中间，上帝在用他的搀扶带领信徒走前面的道路。
He realized in the presence of the Lord, God is actually guiding his believers.
原来我们有时候走过一些帮皮的路，不顺利的路，但是上帝却借着这个道路接我们，也有一种 future 是荣耀里面。
And sometimes when we live on this earth, we experience a bumpy road on the earth, and yet God has His plan to use the bumpy road in order to receive us into the glorious way.
原来我们的结局跟那恶人的结局，在今生甚至更重要是在永恒里面，结局 destiny 去的目的地是何等的不一样。
How different is our destiny between the believers and the evil ones?
Now, next.
They are totally different.
若这个世人的眼界原来一直在看的恶人，你看他现在居然有一种超时空的 这个了解。
And now the psalmist has an observation beyond the physical limitation.
他好像看到了未来天上地下。
And now the psalmist almost can see the future, both in heaven and on earth.
我今年六十二岁。
Now I'm 62 years old.
那这个人不知道几岁，他在第二十六节说我好像各方面器官现在正在慢慢变差。
I don't know how old was the psalmist at this time, but when we see verse 26, we realize his health is fading away.
我最近这几年觉得我眼睛也不太好，我反应也不太好，我记性更差。
In the recent years, I realized my eyesight is deteriorating and my memory is start fading.
让我想到我会不会跟我爸爸妈妈一样，以后越来越老，然后跟大家一样越来越……我将来日后该怎么办呢
？I think to myself, perhaps I will be my parents. I'm going to be very old. I'm not able to take care of myself just like everyone else.
可是这里诗人说，他说不是 ，Yeah， 这是 physical 的事情。但是我发现有个事情。我心里的力量，上帝赐给我心里的力量，而且是我的福分，会直到永远。
And the psalmist admit, yes, my flesh and my heart may fail, and yet there is something else will carry me on to eternity forever.
他原来只看到很 shorten， 看到人家好，自己已经活不下去了。
And before he only sees something short term, he find out the evil ones are enjoying the prosperity, and he himself is starving and try to survive.
他到底怎么到现在居然会看到天上地下，看到未来，看到他年纪在老的时候，他自己会怎么样？他好像有一个完全不同的一个眼界。
And what happened to this person? All of a sudden, he has a different view of life, and now he has a different understanding and comprehension about the life and the earth.
好，请看。他最后的结论是这样。
And now he's going to conclude.
发现如果离开了上帝，行恶的这个结局。是一定注定是灭亡。
He realized whoever depart from the Lord, their conclusion of life, their destiny will be perished for sure.
就算是他寿终正寝
，even though he die in a good way on the earth，
那个事情没有解决。
And yet that's not the conclusion of his soul.
他的故事不是就停在那里
？His story doesn't end there.
而他发现，他当他亲近神，在神的圣所，在他的同在中间，带给他何等的有益。
And he realized how much benefit he was receiving when he stayed in the sanctuary of the Lord, when he is in the midst of God's presence.
他发现了看不见的上帝正在他的右边，用他来搀扶他走。未来进入荣耀里面的道路。
He realized this invisible God is holding his right hand, guiding him into the way of glory.
原来别人有别人的故事。
And he realized other people may enjoy their own stories.
但是跟从上帝的人之后有可以讲的故事是上帝。在我身上奇妙的大作为。
And yet, for those believers who follow the Lord, we are going to have in our stories that we can utter and tell others the work God has done in our lives.
好，请看，要跟大家说什么
？So what I'm going to share with you is,
我们都会在人世间遇到、感觉到岂有此理的事情。
We are all going to experience at the time in our life we feel this thing is outrageous, unreasonable, it's not fair.
如果你不接着走，这个别人的岂有此理，一定会让你的信仰走不下去。
If we continue to focus those unreasonable things, eventually it's going to stop our spiritual journey.
但是有一个机会让我们离开原来的平面。
And however, there is an opportunity we have been given that we can depart and be withdraw from the condition we are in.
就是你的 你我的所在属灵高度因着进入神的荣耀同在中被提升的时候，我们的看见就不一样了。
That is, we can be elevated and have a different view in life when we are in the midst of God's presence.
因此，我们到后来会说 I see, 原来如此。
And at the end, we couldn't stop to utter, so that's how it is.
好，我们来看一下到底这个眼界有什么样的变化。
So let us see the difference of these two conditions.
这是在一个大楼非常高大的楼的最底下。
This is the most bottom level of a big building.
在那个底下看见所看见的
So what you see in the bottom of this building is
是在底下最深层是那个排水的臭沟
It is the sewage of the big building
这个是事实
This is the reality
这也是现实
And this is the fact
好那如果再上一层楼呢
So
你看到什么呢
if you try to get up one story higher, what do you see?
也许那个底下的工人在一个很狭小的空间里面他们住在那个地方要 maintain 这个大楼的比那个最下层的好一点。
Perhaps the, those people who live on this floor who try to maintain the building is better than the one who are taking care of the sewage of the most lower level.
对他们来说，这个就是他们的现实生活，这个就是他的事实。
And to those people, this is the reality of their life. This is the life they are living in.
好，我们再上一层楼。
So let's go up one more level.
哇，这边是可能地下停车场。
And now we see is the underground parking lot.
啊，所以这个是在这边的人认为。啊，这个大楼的生活，这个就是现实，这个就很忙碌的 traffic.
So people who are living here, who go through this place, feel this is just represent life of the busyness of the life.
好，再上一层楼。
So if we go up one floor higher.
哇，就到了 ground level.
So this is the ground level.
哦，原来这是一个大楼，是在海边的。
And then you realize this is a big building right next to a port.
这个是 reality.
And this is another reality.
再上升一层。
So we could get up one level higher.
原来这是一个室内的 shopping center.
And then you realize this is an indoor shopping center.
这里面很繁华，有很多地方你可以吃喝玩乐都可以在这里。
And you can enjoy all sorts of entertainment in this area.
这就是我们的 real world.
And to perhaps to you, this is the real world.
好，再有人再上一层楼了。
And then some people will get one level higher.
啊，我们住在这个楼层上面。
And who lives on above the shopping mall? Who lives in this floor?
我们住在这里很方便，我们是这个标准间的。
And we are living a standard room. We it's very convenient for us.
再上一层楼呢
？So when we get up higher.
哇，这个是更高级的什么总统套房、啊、
？And this perhaps it's a presidential suite.
从这个屋子里面可以看到那个对面的大楼。
So from this floor, I can view the other building from this area.
然后呢
？Then,
整个到了这个大厦的最上面的时候，他看俯瞰其他的地方。他看懂了我整个的位置在哪里而且我知道下班时间3点多4点多哪里的 traffic 即将会造成问题或者是堵塞我全景所大这个整个的全局我看懂了
And now when you get into the top floor then you can start to have a bird's eye view of the entire city. You can see when is the traffic and which road having a traffic jam. And you also realize the location of yourself in the city.
原来我们每一个人的人生遇见的东西我不能说那个不真实。
And therefore, whatever we are encountering, I cannot say What you see is not real.
我不能说那个不现实。
I cannot say it is not factual, not reality to you.
但是你所看见的那是 partial 的。
And however, what you see is only a partial view.
而且那个不是全部的，而且那个不是告诉你未来就是所有都是这样了。
And it is not a story of the end, of the final. What you see is not the overview of
the whole view
of your understanding.
那个是我们所看见的是有限的，我们的看见是低层的。
What we see right now is in the lower level. It's limited.
我们的了解是可能，如果只认为全世界都是这样的话，我们可能是一个非常愚笨的。
If we use what we see limited vision to conclude this is the principle and the truth of the world, then we are truly foolish.
好，我们请个 next。哇，这样可以前顾，可以前瞻，前面有市井，后面有码头。
And now, in the back of the one side of the building, you can see the entire city, and on the other side of the building, you can have the entire view of the port.
这个时候你可以说 I see.
Only then you can say to yourself, I see.
哦，我现在了解了。
And now you can say, I see.
好，请看。原来这是整个的这个大楼。
And this is the entire building.
我们的人生跟属灵状况也好像是这样。
It is similar reflection to our life as well, and spiritual life.
当我们 get stuck 在某一个 level 的时候，
Perhaps when we are stuck in a particular level,
在卡在某个地方的时候，
when we are stuck there,
彷徨的时候
，when we are helpless，
我也有这个时候。
Me too. I went through this stage.
但是我可以求神把我提升，让我能够明白他的意念跟他的道路。
And yet I can pray to the Lord. Lord, may you elevate me so I can understand your view and your way.
今天要跟大家说什么
？So what I'm sharing here is.
鼓励我们大家，并不是你只有听到，还有读一些的圣经，然后就能够视透各样的情况。
What I'm saying here is only reading the scripture, it's not enough to help us to have inside understanding of the things we are encountering.
有一件事情是 IBM 不会了解的。
There is something that you IBMers could never understand.
不是你学数学，你学物理，学电机，学工程，你能够了解的。
It's not something when you study engineering and philosophy can comprehend.
不管你的中文、英文有多高明。
No matter how good level of your literature, study.
有一个 dimension 叫做 spiritual realm, 叫做属灵境界。
There is another dimension called the spiritual realm.
那是上帝的启示跟上帝的带领的时候，在上帝的同在中间的时候，你我这个小小的病才会扩张。
It's only in that dimension that we are able to be inspired by God's inspiration.
不管你过去学的 knowledge, 你的 degree 是什么。
No matter how much knowledge you have, how many degrees you have received.
你最多就是这样。
You are maxed out on the earthly understanding.
你学工程的。
Perhaps you're an engineer.
对不起。
Excuse me.
你最多就是了解工程。
The most you can understand is only in the engineering realm.
你是医生的。
Perhaps you're a medical doctor.
对不起。
Excuse me.
你最多不过了解目前医学能够处理的范围而已。
The best you can understand is the medical advancement of this age only.
有一个很广阔的领域，只有你在 the presence of the Lord 中间，上帝会让你超越了你所过去达不到的、看不见的眼界。
Only when you enter a different dimension, which is vast, then you will be revealed and be manifest with God's inspiration and guidance.
好，我们先看。再回到这个图。
Let me return back to this picture.
我已经认为我的了解我的痛苦，我就是这个物伤同类。
And what I understand is, I'm deeply sorrow and feel pain that how could a human being kill another human being?
物伤其类就是说，因为有牧师被杀了，所以我会有感受啦，知不知道？
And the reason why I feel pain because I myself is a pastor, I can feel another pastor being killed.
然后因为他是教会，所以他们在教会里面做了这个事情，我也是教会，所以我感觉到教会的疼痛。
So I feel particularly painful because I was in church and this massacre was done in a church. So I have a deeper feeling of this tragedy.
只是我女儿不是这样感觉。
And yet this is not how my daughter thinks.
我女儿说什么？
Do you know what my daughter said?
她说，爸爸，你知道我心里面多难过。
And he said, Daddy, do you know how painful my heart was?
他说因为他们在枪杀这个人，在枪杀那个牧师跟查经班的时候。
Because when the person was killing the pastor and the brothers and sisters in the Bible study group,
他说上帝就在旁边看啊。
And at the time, God was there seeing this.
上帝很痛啊。
And there was a deep pain in God's heart.
我说，哇，这个我女儿在说什么东西啊？这 beyond 我的 understanding 啊。
And I said to myself, how could my daughter have this understanding that's beyond me?
她能够感觉到上帝的痛苦跟难过。
That she felt the pain of God and struggle of God.
而且 God 他这个时候选择他不出手，他看到这个事情，他允许他这样发生，而且他这是他的儿女，他的那个心里面的各种情况，我女儿好像知道了一点点。
And God was there allowing this happening, even though he was able, allowing the tragedy happen. And my daughter, I feel my daughter.Start to have some sense of God's feeling.
原来我是在一个层面的，而我女儿好像到了另外一个层面。
And I realized I was in one level, and my daughter was raised up to another level.
我看见的是真实的。
What I see is factual and reality.
我认为所有的痛苦就是这样。
And I thought this is all the pain that there is.
然后我女儿去上了一个更高的层面，她发现有另外的事情正在发生。
And yet my daughter understand another level. She realized there is something else was happening.
好，请看 next. 啊，我整个要跟大家讲，看到没有？ Look at this. 哎，睡觉了，起来看一下。
So if you are sleeping, please pay attention now.
没关系，你睡着了也。可能被上帝听到提到三重天去也有可能。
It's okay if you were dozing off. Perhaps you will lift up to the three heavens, third heaven.
我们的就好像平面的个蚂蚁。
We are like the two-dimensional ant who live in a two-dimensional level.
大象跟我们讲的东西，我们从来都不会懂。
And We couldn't comprehend a word from the big elephant.
那个大象说，蚂蚁，你再怎么想长高，都不会比我高。
And the elephant may say to the ant, no matter how hard you try to grow, you could never be as tall as me.
那个蚂蚁说，你干嘛？你天天嘲笑我，你这样子羞辱我，什么意思嘛？
And the ant may say to the elephant, stop mocking me, stop to ridicule me. What's good to you if you keep doing this?
他误解了大象的意思。
The ant misunderstood the word of the elephant.
这就是我在十二年前的我就是这样。
The ant was like me 12 years ago.
我所能够看见的教会就是我的教会。
Because when the way I see church is the church is mine.
Just my limited
it's
by
my,
by
church.
My church.
Where I belong.
我根本不知道其他的世界，我也不知道社会，我也不知道国家，也不知道民族。我只是看到，这是我整个的所了解的就是这样。
My worldview is limited in the church. I don't know what's going on in the society. I don't know what's happening in the world outside of the church.
一直等到上帝给我带了一个改变，把我带到一个程度。
Only until when God.Elevate me to a particular level.
请看怎么样被提升了。
And let's see how to be elevated.
看到没有？
Now you see.
我后来就觉得，我看见了地平线。
And now, I realize.I'm able to see the horizon of the earth.
我有的时候会告诉人家说，我看见未来要发生的事了。
And sometimes I was able to tell other people what is about to come in other people's life.
我并不比其他的蚂蚁有多高。
I'm not. I'm just the same height as other ants.
就是说 taller than other.
I am not taller than any other ants.
我还是一个蚂蚁。
I'm still an ant.
但是各位蚂蚁，请你上大象的邀请，可以吗？
And yet, my fellow ants, can you receive the invitation of the big elephant?
就是因为在你的平常的 practice 中间，你没有进入，希望你进入 the presence of the Lord， 在自己的灵修中间，让上帝的他自己的同在带领你，你的思考。
Because in our daily devotion, we never truly enter the presence of the Lord to allow Him to guide our thoughts.
所以当我们的用那看不见的信心跟上帝 engage 的时间越长，他越有机会把你带到一种的领域，是超过你所有的思想都没有办法达到的一种的。了解。
And yet, when we spend more time with God, allow our faith to engage with God, God is going to elevate us to a dimension that we could never comprehend before.
接下来，请看最后一张。
Now the last slide.
好，这大家可以醒了。等下不讲道了，我就讲故事了。
And now people are awake. I'm not going to preach. I'm going to just tell a story now.
上一个礼拜，我是去参加巴尔的摩的华人宣教大会。
Last week I attend a mission conference, in Baltimore.
我是负责媒体的工作坊的这个召集人。
I was being called as the coordinator for the media evangelism.
Media mission track.
Media mission.
那在这个大会中间有一个讲员是来自湖北。
And one of the speakers came from Hubei province in China.
我就讲一下他的故事。
Let me just share briefly of his story.
他是一个医生。
He is a doctor.
他可能在十几年前，有人跟他太太电话传福音。
About more than a decade ago, a person evangelized to his wife through telephone.
但是他的这个人讲太长了，他太太受不了。
And yet this person just talked too long on the phone that his wife couldn't stand the phone conversation.
他就叫先生，哎，你来听吧。
And she said to the husband, "Why don't you take the phone? This person is too long-winded."
然后这个先生接过来听。
So this husband took the phone and started to listen.
然后跟他讲福音的一个人。
And from the other end of the telephone is the evangelist.
就跟他讲的是福音啊，上帝啊，福音上帝。
And the person continue on regard to talk about the gospel, the good news about God.
因为他这个人是比较 nice， 所以不太好拒绝人家，所以凑去吧。这个人讲，他就问他几个问题。
So this husband happened to be a patient man. He tried to be polite, and therefore he was forced to respond here and there a little bit through the phone conversation.
然后那个人就天天打电话来。
And the person start to call every single day.
然后后来讲的电话那个有多长呢？他说。
And do you know how long was each phone conversation?
平均是一般的状况是三个小时。
So in average is three hours a day.
他有一次跟他讲了五个小时。
And once the person talked five hours on the phone.
而那一个跟他打电话的姐妹是一个数学家。
And the person who called was a mathematician. She studied math.
一个月以后。
A month later.
这个黄磊医生呢就信主了。
This doctor accept the Lord.
受不了了，我不知道什么情况。
He probably couldn't have any more patient. He couldn't stand any longer.
可能他信主了，才能够停止那个人跟他打电话。
Perhaps he need to accept the Lord to stop the call.
哎，过了一个多月以后，他信主了。
So after a month, he believed the Lord.
哎，好像附近有一个人呢，也不是他们教会的，听说他信主了，在路上。知道他信主。
So it's a neighboring town who heard this doctor has accept the Lord, and this person happened to see this doctor on the road on the street.
就问他说，哎，你信耶稣了？
So this person asked the doctor, "Are you a believer of Jesus now?"
他说，对，我信主了。
And the doctor replied, "Yes, I'm a believer."
他说，那你现在有没有收回扣？
And now the person asked the doctor, "Do you take?" Any hidden commission from the drug company? Do you still take commission from the drug company?
Pharmacy 这种
pharmaceutical company.
他说有
，and the doctor say yeah.
他说你呀、啊，我告诉你啊，你这样子的，你的属灵状况不会好的。
And the person warned the doctor say, then you will never grow well in your spiritual life.
啊，他说啊，是是是，好。
And the doctor said, all right, yeah, yeah, all right.
他说，哎，也不开玩笑，这，哎，真是今天真倒霉碰到他。
And he said, what a bad luck I meet this person today.
然后过了一个月，他在路上又碰到他。
And a month later, he saw this person again on the road.
他说，你现在还有没有收回扣？
And the person still again, challenging him, are you still taking commission from the pharmaceutical company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And doctor say, yeah, yeah.
他说你啊，我告诉你啊，你的属灵状况不会好了。
And the person warn him, you are going to be in trouble. Your spiritual life won't grow.
哦，他觉得这个，他回家以后觉得这样不真受不了。
And once he went home, he felt he couldn't stay any longer. He had no peace.
后来他就跟他太太讲。
Then he said to his wife,
哎，这可不可以我们不拿这个钱啊？
He said, what should we do? How about let us stop taking the commission from the pharmaceutical company?
啊，他太太说可以啊。
And his wife said, oh, why not?
啊，他后来就想了一个办法，就是要那个回扣的那个地方呢，说你们把这个钱呢拿来买圣经。
And he said to himself, perhaps there's a way to resolve this. And then he turned to the pharmaceutical company, say, if you have any commission reserved for doctors, why don't you save the money to buy Bibles?
哦，后来那个公司就买了一卡车的圣经呢，就运到他们教会来。
And so the pharmaceutical company then purchased a truckload of Bibles and shipped to the church.
因为他这个钱呢，必须要花的。
Because the pharmaceutical sellers they need to spend the money.
对，所以
they have to spend this budget.
后来他在路上呢，这个黄医师呢，在路上又碰到那个人。
So later on, this Dr. Huang.Encounter the same person once again on the road.
So, 你现在有没有拿人家钱？
The person continued challenging. Are you still taking money from the drug company?
他说我没有了。
He said, No, I stopped doing it.
我现在就叫他们买圣经了。
Now I told them to use the money to purchase Bibles.
那个人怎么说？
Do you know what's the reply of the person?
他说，上帝的教会怎么会缺乏上帝的言语？
He said.God's house won't be lacking of God's word.
你这样做啊，你的生命不会好了。
How could you do this? Your spiritual life will continue to deteriorate.
怎么办？
And he said to himself, "What should I do now?"
他后来再想个办法。
And then he thought about something else.
他跟他所有的同事讲。
So he went to his colleagues.
说这个回扣，因为那个回扣大家都拿的。
And because this commission was shared among doctors.
他说我的这个部分呢，放到一个 account 里面，这个钱呢给你们大家。
He said, for my share, I will put into a particular account. As for others, you can have yours.
然后这些医生说什么？
And do you know what to reply from other doctors?
他说你有问题啊。
I say, are you still okay? Are you all right?
我们才不相信呢。
We don't believe in this.
我们相信你现在是一头一时脑袋烧坏的，过一阵子你就会后悔了。
And we think you are going to some stage. You're insane.But later in life, you probably will turn out to be better.
因为你知道，他说这个回扣占他总收入的70%啊。
Because the commission doctors receive in China is as high as 70% of one's income.
这是简直是这个这样子的，那这么大块的肉谁切得下来
？Then how who could give up 70% of their income?
所以呢，这些医生呢？谁也不去拿这个钱。
So none of the
不拿他的钱。
So none of the doctors will take his share of money.
一年多以后
，a year later，
他们发现这个黄医生真的没有去动这个钱。
And what they other his colleagues find out, this Dr. Huang truly didn't touch his own money.
所以他们后来就把钱给分了。
So those doctors took his share.
但是他这个黄医生仍然是觉得受不了。
And yet at the time, Dr. Huang was still struggling.
他觉得在这个环境中间待下去实在不行。
He felt he couldn't truly stand in this condition.
他就去申请调差。
So he applied to change his job.
去一个地方不需要动手术，也不需要接触病人的。
So he wants to go to some place. He won't get in touch with any operation or get in touch with patients.
然后他的领导跟他说什么
？And then his superior said to him. His supervisor said to him.
他说你疯了
？He said, "Are you crazy?"
你现在把他调的那个差事都是人家退休的人，都是闲的，是没事干，没什么赚钱的，是冷部门。只有你现在这个职位，人家千方百计想要进来，你哪里有人自己还跑到调到那个地方去啊
？The position you are having right now is so hard. So many people try to get your position, and now you are trying to move on to a department that's considered for those retirees to stay.
他说：“要去，我就是要去。
”And Dr. Huang nodded. He said, "Yes, that's a place I want to go."
他终于离开了那个单位。
Eventually, he left his department.
一年多以后。
Another year later.
中国开始严打贪腐。
China start to have a very severe screening process throughout the entire society to check for bribery or cheating, corruption.
Yeah.其中一个他们要抓医院
and one of the target is the hospital
其中一个要抓的就是他们的部门
and one of the department was target was their department
然后他的这些同事跟他讲
and then all his colleagues say to him
他说我们痛苦万分
and now we are in pain
我们就被抓去约谈
we are all being called to have an interrogation
我们晚上都睡不着觉
we have all the sleepless night couldn't count
然后又过了一段时间
sometimes later
然后他的那个同事呢邀请他去参加一个 banquet
his colleague invite him to attend a banquet
那个 banquet 他所有的同事包括都在
and in the banquet all hiscolleagues were attending that banquet.
他们要有个庆祝。
They want to celebrate.
他们说要庆祝终于结案了。
They want to hold a celebration that saying this investigation has finally stopped.
他说他们每一个人都赔了钱，都把一些钱交出去给交给国家， 这样算是这个痛苦的过程呢，算是告一段落了。
They celebrate because the investigation finally stopped, and they all the colleagues were need to turn in the money as the penalty, and they feel they are finally relieved.
所以他们今天要有个大的庆祝。
And therefore they are holding a celebration.
但特别要请黄医师回来。
And however they want to invite the most important guest is the Dr. Huang.
他们要问他两个问题。
Because they want to ask him two questions.
你为什么这么早就逃走了？
And how could you escape?This horrible investigation so early.
你怎么知道未来会发生这个事情？
How did you know this will happen?
第二个要他做的是
The second thing they request Dr. Huang to do is
请你跟我们分享
May you share with us
你的信仰
Your faith
你的上帝
Your God
他说那个 banquet 两个小时他根本都没有时间吃什么东西。
He said that during the 2 hours banquet, he didn't have any time to eat anything.
两个小时都要告诉他们上帝以及福音。
He spent 2 hours to share his God and gospel to his colleagues.
这就是这个蚂蚁被上帝提升到看到一个眼界是住在那个平面的人是看不懂的。
This is how a lowly ant being elevated to the view like an elephant. That this ant's view is which is superior from all his fellow ants.
愿这个见证要成为我们所有弟兄姊妹的鼓励。
May this testimony become an encouragement for all of us.
真正的高瞻远瞩。
That we truly can be elevated so we are able to see far.
愿上帝祝福我们每一位。
May God bless you all.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，现在求主开启我们的心灵的眼睛。
And Lord, may you open our spiritual eyes.
主，渴慕你的同在。
So that we hunger your presence.
常常一个人的时候也敬拜你。
So that even we are alone, we worship you.
做想不通的事来到你面前。
Whichever we couldn't comprehend, let us come before you.
但是我们先敬拜你，先祷告你。
And yet, let us worship you, let us pray to you first.
做你不知不觉提升我们。
Without our knowing, you have elevated us.
让我们看到天上跟地下。
So that we can see heavens and the earth.
主，将你的意念放在我们弟兄姊妹的心中。
And Lord, may you place your minds in the midst of our minds.
让我们看清楚真正的道路。
So that we can truly see the true way.
主，我们不再近视眼。
And Lord, let us not be nearsighted.
使我们每一位能够高瞻远瞩。
And Lord, may we be elevated so we can see far.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.